Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and B holding it down in Ashburn, VA, live from the BigBear.ai Performance Center. You can catch us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. You can listen to us wherever you may be throughout the DMV. And Brian, it's cold, dog.
Not as bad as it was yesterday.
Today. I think today is colder. You and I have odd temperature gauges.
Dude, the sun's out today.
The wind is windier.
That I saw you taking a picture of the flag.
The flag was howling.
The flag is howling, but the temperature overall is not what it was. Yesterday, it felt like it was 25.
Yesterday, my phone will ever load.
That's what it said.
Yo, so, it's colder. Today is 33, feels like 16.
I'm going to see if you know what you're talking about. I didn't feel cold.
Hold on. I'm showing the people on the stream. Like, I'm not making it up.
Sometimes you do, though. I think your phone is something like you.
I think my phone is my phone. Like,
y'all,
it's a computer. It's AI. Like, it's not debatable. All right,
what is your phone saying?
What does your phone say?
It's not talking to me right now.
Yesterday it said 40 feels like 25.
I already said it.
Today is 33 feels like 16. Derek, so Kerwin's off today. Derek's coming out here to help me to shoot Channel 4 stuff. Derek, if you're listening, I'd like to shoot from the bubble today. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'd like to be in the bubble today. Exciting news. Me and Mitch Tischler are going to shoot Beltway football this afternoon, and I think we're going to do it from right here. Those cameras go to Monumental.
That makes sense.
Yo, and you know what? It's a lot warmer right here than it is outside.
Well, hey, I am proud of you. You're starting to use your brain a little bit.
It was Mitch's idea.
Oh, so if it wasn't for Mitch, you'd be outside.
Dog, just complaining.
You have to learn how to think and then put your foot down sometimes.
Yo, can we talk about something real quick? Usually you say this. Instead, I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. Landfill is an ass.
Oh, man. You just figured that out?
Dude.
I've known that since when I worked on Saturdays over there.
Yo, so the top of the show, Landfill provides a show sheet, and we do have to talk about the Sharon Moore at Michigan stuff because it just seems crazy.
It's so Sharon.
But I just threw in the show sheet because Landfill's like, anything else you guys want to talk about? And I wrote, I need to ask B for fantasy advice. And Landfill wrote on the show sheet, JP wants to hear B's fantasy. Those two things are not the same.
By no stretch of the imagination.
No, that's so maybe we'll that's what you texted me. You wanted to hear about B-Mitch's
fantasy.
Look
at the text.
I saw the text. The text said, I need to ask B for fantasy advice.
Yes, that's
fair. And that doesn't have anything to do with ask B about his fantasy.
Yeah, that's what he's asking you.
No, no.
We could do me asking for B's fantasy advice a little later. But for people, there are people out there that will say B doesn't play fantasy. Here's what I'll say to you. Last year, going into the fantasy season, we all were kind of talking about who should be the number one fantasy pick. And everybody back then was talking about Breece Hall and Jonathan Taylor, all these other players. And last year, B was like, man, y'all are crazy. Saquon. And we were like, Saquon? And you were like, yeah, he just signed with a new team, wants to prove to the world he's right. And you know what? If you had Saquon last year.
And he had that damn offensive line.
He went for 2,000 yards. So based on that, I am in the playoffs in all three leagues. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Dave Richard on the Junks this morning. I'm in three leagues, three playoffs. I have one good team. I'm the third seed in one league. The other leagues, I barely got in, but whatever, I got in. And I got quarterback trouble because I've been playing quarterback kind of waiver wire all mm-hmm. season. I got Daniel Jones, who was hot for a while. Then now he's hurt.
Cole.
I picked up Jacoby Brissett about a month ago, who's been very good. But Jake is playing the Texans this week. I don't think I'm rolling those dice.
Yeah, because Jake don't move.
No.
He sits in one spot, and those dudes hunt.
Yeah.
And if you're sitting in one spot, they will find you.
So we got to talk. I got quarterback trouble. Obviously, the biggest story out here in Ashburn is the quarterback situation. And, you know, so I was at NBC4 for a while last night, and I understand we get in this mode where journalistically you're taught to do this, right? But approaching, like, football coaches like we approach elected officials – even though we know elected officials are full of it, mm-hmm. we operate in this world where they are obligated to tell us the truth. They are supposed to present the true information. They don't, but I think there is some legal obligation they're supposed to do that.
I don't think it's a legal obligation.
Well, they certainly don't do it.
They could tell you some semblance of the truth.
Well,
none of them will tell you 100% the truth, and nothing you deal with. Even the judges that are sworn to tell you, priests, preachers, doctors, lawyers, they don't tell you the 100% truth. They tell you what you need to know.
Well, that is exactly where I was headed because we're parsing Dan Quinn's words a lot. And it's understandable because you take what the head coach says and you try to put the picture together.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan Quinn on Sunday says Jaden was healthy enough to come back in the game.
Yeah.
We get to Wednesday. Dan Quinn says doctors didn't clear him this week. He's not going to go. It's the advice of our medical experts.
Yeah.
Then we see Jaden practice on Wednesday, which I found kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's listed as limited on the injury report, even though he's already out for Sunday's game. And I am just reminded, NFL head coaches, when Dan Quinn gets up to that microphone out here at mm-hmm. BigBear.ai Performance Center, he is not under oath. He has not sworn on a Bible.
No.
There is no possible perjury charges. They can present whatever information they want. So if we want to, like, parse DQ's words and say, like, well, you said this, and now you're saying this, they don't care.
Yeah, but that's
like, there are inconsistencies in what we've been told, but I don't think we should act like that's a federal crime.
That happens
all the time.
I don't see – but the thing of it is, who says it's inconsistencies? The fact that he said he could have gone back in the game, and then when the doctors come in and they look further, they decide not to let him play, that could be just the doctor saw a little bit more, and then they decided not to let him play.
Or more happened
but
over 24 hours.
You made the comment yesterday, I think you said, oh, Lord, I had it on my tongue, and then I let it go. You're talking about something that, like, when a coach says something, and then something else can happen. It'll pop back in my head.
Just somebody could.
The whole thing is this. Oh, yeah. You said Jaden practiced yesterday. He ain't getting hit in that practice.
Right.
So him practicing in a practice and playing in a game are 7,000% different things. In practice, if somebody touched him, they probably cut him. In the game, people are going to try to touch him. when he doesn't supposed to be touched, they're going to bump into him. They're going to do something to irritate and agitate the hell out of him. So, but the thing of it is this. What we have become as a society, we don't believe nothing nobody says.
Sure.
We always listen. We do a little bit of what Jeff mentioned this to me one day about himself. Jeff don't listen to answers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He listened to respond, okay? Which means I'm not listening. I just can't wait till you stop talking so I can respond, okay? Which means you don't hear even what the person is saying completely. If we ever just do what we want people to do with us, listen to the whole question or the whole answer and then go from there. But while a person is talking, we are already on to our next question because we don't listen to the whole. We listen to keywords. Okay, and once he says one little keyword, he could talk for the next 15 minutes. We'll hear nothing that he's saying. So I have learned very much to stay in it. Because when they say a person could go back in the game, I've seen those situations. Guy go back in the game. We don't think he should. He goes back. He's good the next day. Seeing guys not go back in the game. And then the next day, damn, he can't move. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he could have gone back that night. Because that adrenaline was flowing.
I also think, and this is where I think we get too caught up in like the official statements and not allow for context. Like in all manner of life, you're talking with your wife, you're talking with your coworkers, you're talking with your children. Like context matters so greatly. That's why like electronic communication, emails, text messages. A lot of times they lack context. So somebody can mean one thing and the message comes through.
The emotion.
Right.
The emotion in a four-word answer emotionally can mean five different things.
So I've landed at a spot with Jaden where you played 14 years in the NFL. By the time you got to week 15, how many guys on that field are at 100%?
The coaches.
Right.
Because they're not playing.
And they might have a cold. Who knows?
Like I always had the coaches tell me, hey, not that cold out here today, baby. I'm like, hey, you got on a damn overcoat.
Right.
Long johns, plus stuff on top of that, and you got a damn scarf wrapped around your head. I can't put all that on in practice.
Right.
So you're damn straight it's not cold to you. It's cold to me.
I think it's entirely possible if we allow for all the context involved of what's going on. That on some level, Jaden re-injured that elbow. The elbow was hurt. I think it's really important to point out that throughout this season, as Jaden has dealt with injuries, none of them have been a re-injury. He hurt the knee, got better, hurt the hammy, got better, hurt the elbow. This is the first time it's a re-injury. That's a different concern. Because if you can re-injure it once, what does that open the door to significant if you get hit?
I think you
got to
change that word, because the re-injure could just be an agitation.
Sure, agitate, so whatever you want to call it.
When you say re-injure, we know people run with that.
Okay, that's fair.
In essence.
But it's a different paradigm when it is agitating.
It's the same injury.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think last week, Jaden's fighting like hell to get back on the field. That's what we know about this young man. To a man, they tell you how impressed they are by his work ethic, his toughness, all these things. And last week, the trainers, the docs, Jaden, everybody says, all right, he's good to go. He can play. This week, is that Jeff's response?
I saw no.
Oh. Oh, I know what that one is.
Ooh, you saw it?
Yeah. I'm not going to say that.
I'm going to answer. No, I didn't. But you know it's some of them like that in your profession.
Last week, Jaden meets with the trainers, the medical staff, the coaches, and they're like, coach, he's good to go. We could clear him. He's ready to rock. Mm-hmm. This week, it's entirely possible that the coaching staff or the front office or perhaps even ownership is like, yo, unless he's 100%, he's not cleared this week. The bar can change for what we need to see the young man be. And last week, they could say, all right, 80%. 80% of Jaden, we believe, is a higher ceiling than other players. We see this all the time. Yeah. Bobby Wagner last week missed 2 days of practice and was questionable on Friday. But they know what they've got in Bobby, even if he is not fully himself. But this week they could say, all right, Jaden, we've seen this thing happen and get agitated and it's sore. We need you 99%
to
get on the field
to protect yourself better.
Right. And you know what? The trainers could be like, all right, coach. All right, Adam Peters. All right, whoever they're talking with, he's not fully at 98%, whatever it is. So the bar for what they are clearing him for can change. And that can be a decision made by lots of parties with lots of different input. And that could take the context of a 3-10 season coming off of the worst performance this team has had in 2 years into it.
Yeah.
So, like, people that want to be dismissive of this being a medical decision, I think you're missing the boat.
But
the medical opinions
can
also
evolve. The question I would ask is this. If it's a medical decision or if it's the person who has that as an investment decide to make a decision, what damn difference does it really make? Okay, listen. If I go out and buy, I'm going to just use a car, Bugatti. And as a professional driver that wants to drive my car, I don't have a damn problem with it one bit or another. But if you say, let me go take it for a spin, I might say something wrong with the tire. It's probably a lie. It's not a mechanical decision, but it's an investment decision because y'all don't think you can handle that car. And I think people have to get to the point. Listen, man. Media today, I would ask this question. How many people are really trying to care about a story and how many people are trying to really get a rise off of something? There are a lot of people out there doing that. Tons of people take care of the story. A lot of other people want to get an angle so they can have something different than the other person. Angles have made people stop caring about the truth. Because people can tell you the truth today, guess what you're going to do? Most people are going to question it anyway, because that's what we're trained to do at this point. We got to find something that somebody else didn't find. So we dig so damn much that the truth is never presented, and when it is, we can't even see it.
So I think at times there's a difference between information gathering and seeking and I think there's a difference between information gathering and getting to the truth. And I think the path to the truth is often filled with information gathering. But I think a lot of times information presented is not fully truthful. So you could line up all the statements that are made and present them, but that's not always going to be the full story. But the information provided does not look completely linear. It does not look like, oh, okay, this all makes sense. There are, when you tell us he could have gone back in Sunday and then on Wednesday he's not cleared, without any other information,
but
it is inconsistent.
But that's where That's where I'm lost.
I don't think they care, though.
No, I don't know if they care or not, but it makes sense to me. I don't know why it don't make sense to everybody else. It makes sense to me because I've been through it and I've seen it. But this is the thing about it. Nobody cares about that. But the person that's asking the question today, they feel like they are the judge and jury. They know everything you're thinking and what you're trying to say and what you should be trying to say. But the person that's telling you it has happened over and over again, this has happened in the past when things were totally different. So I don't understand why it seems so odd, because the problem is so many people today write stories before the story is presented. They're trying to finish up something, and they just need you to say one word to help them now release it. And when you don't, then now they have, oh, damn, I got to write another story. By Dan saying he could have gone in the game, I believe him. And then by him not going this week, I think Dr. said then, like I told you, when that, you know it too. You said all the time, when that adrenaline dies, that pain threshold is different.
Sure.
So in the game, when you twisted my arm and I already got adrenaline, oh, yeah, I'm cool. So you have nothing to be conscious of. But when I come back the next day when now everything has subsided and I'm like, oh, they're like, hey, we better hold him out. I see that. And then, but clearly, it's not your throwing arm, so you can throw the ball. We always say you got to get the experience. So him out there practicing doesn't mean one damn bit of thing, because he's not going to get hit in practice. So I don't understand how it's like, oh, because he said he could have gone back in and now he's not going to play this week. They're being cautious. They're taking precautions.
And dude,
everybody does.
They should
be
cautious.
But that is what they are doing, basically what everybody said they should do. And when they do it now, oh, no, it got to be a conspiracy. Not no damn conspiracy. And we say it all the time. The quarterback is the most important person on the field. They are treated differently than everybody else. This is happening now. I don't know why it pisses off everybody just because they're doing what we all automatically expect them to do anyway.
You are listening to Beamich and Finley. We have a packed show today, all right? John Kime's going to join us at 11. We're hoping to hear from Cliff Kingsbury a little later this afternoon. And the Caps have a monster game tonight. Caps, Canes, Battle of the Metro. Everybody knows what happened last year in the playoffs. I imagine the Washington Capitals, who are red hot, are looking to exact a bit of revenge for last year. And a regular season game does not equal revenge for a playoff loss. But still, big game tonight at Capital One Arena with the boys from Raleigh coming north. The Caps are in first place in the Metro, first place in the East. The Caps have 39 points. The Canes are in second place in the Metro, second place in the East, right behind them with 38 points. I'm going to be at the game tonight, at least for the beginning of it. Tariq El-Bashir, Monumental Sports Network, will join us at 1 o'clock to preview a big-time game, Caps-Canes. Kind of a reminder for the rest of the NHL tonight for the Caps. Yo, we're ready to kick your ass. And I think it's a
I love it.
I mean, doesn't it feel that way? Mm-hmm. Because they've now won, I think, 7 out of their last 8. They're 8-1-1 in their last 10 games. They've gotten red hot. Tom Wilson's playing like one of the best in the world. They're getting tremendous goaltending. Tark's going to join us. Get ready for that. Peter Rosenberg then at 1:30. So we're moving a lot of things around. To do so, we're going to open the phone lines up early. It's going to be Bleep You Thursday on B. Mitch and Finley. Whoever you're mad at, whatever you're upset by, in the text thread, there's a whole bunch of people mad at B. Mitch between a couple different text threads. So maybe those people will call
you
in.
You know what? B. Mitch, one finger salute to all y'all. I could give a damn.
I think one finger salute to Jeff, obviously.
Yeah.
I think to the other text thread, that's a different salute.
I'm not one finger saluting him. Yeah. But he knows like I know. There's some strange folks in that business, too.
It's not all.
We are watching. I watch TV every day, and I see judges doing stuff that I know is not constitutional.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Bleep You Thursday. Next, John Kime at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.